an ordinary person, ordinary citizen, when he or she occupies the seat of the Prime Minister, that person is called as a Prime Minister. The rivers are Himalayan rivers. Ganga is flowing, but water has gone, but the name is retained because of the water followed the river bed of Ganga. Following the river bed, it retained its name. We, out of reverence, we take the water and we call it as Ganga. It still retained its name because it followed the Ganga riverbed. In our life also, we are recognized. We are the people recognize us not for the physical body, but for following the path laid by the seers. Great achievers have laid the path. By following that one, we also are appreciated and recognized in the city, in the society. Like Ganga, water is, that water has gone. But another water, all water going through that river bed is called as Ganga. The one, the great achiever who has tread the path laid by the seers, that person is extolled in the community. In the community, the path laid, that is the channel. We had to follow the channel laid by the great seers. Following the channel laid by the great seers, we are appreciated. The channels in the body also, there are many channels are there for conducting the energy. The main three channels in the body for conducting the energy are Ida, Pingala and Sushumna. The energy is the same, but since it took the path of Ida or Pingala, that energy in that one, it is also called as leftist approach energy, rightist approach energy and centrist energy in the Sushumna Nadi. Ida is called as leftist, Pingala is called as rightist approach, and Sushumna is the centrist approach. Centrist, Ida, energy in the Ida, it is called as a feminine type of energy, unstable, unreliable and heart-centered, emotional. That is Ida type of energy. Pingala type of energy is called as a masculine type of energy, rational, head-oriented, dry. That is the Pingala. The centrist is Sushumna Nadi. Sushumna Nadi keeps both Ida and Pingala in check. Sushumna Nadi, if it is not operational, person becomes too leftist, too rightist, too feminine approach, too masculine approach. The feminine approach, I said it's intuitive. The heart-oriented doesn't mean all women are of the feminine type. For example, yesterday we went to Phoenix Park Community Center for hall orientation. The person in charge, he was showing us the switches, six switch button, and Nisha was taking the video and how to operate the switch. So, too much of head-oriented, not heart-oriented. Our heart-oriented is the one, Understood. I can do. Head oriented. I want to be very methodical. I want to document everything. I want to follow the process. It is a head oriented. Head oriented the approach, the Sushumna Nadi. Along the Sushumna Nadi, the various centers are there. Chakras are there. Chakras, we have to tune the chakras to keep the Ida and Pingala in check. Ida and Pingala in check, you don't become too emotional or too rational. The energy, the purpose of yoga is you are not becoming too leftist, heart-centered or too head-centered. You become the balance. You have to have both in balance. That is the Sushumna Nadi's purpose. Along the Sushumna Nadi, at the tailbone, chakra called as Muladhara Chakra is there. Muladhara Chakra. Muladhara, it's a heavy, earth-centered in the body. More than 50% of the body weight comes from our muscles, tissues and bone, more than 50, earth element. Earth element is the grossest and heavy. Muladhara Chakra represents the grossest. Grossest, that is why that lock there, it is called as Brahma Granthi. In Lalita Sahasranama also talks about Brahma Granthi. Brahma means Brihat, big. That lock, it has to be unlocked. We have to unlock that one to enable the energy flow up. The couple of inches above in the sacral region, there is Swadhisthana Chakra. Swadhisthana Chakra, it is a water element. Body has about 40% weight. Body gets 40% of weight because of the fluid water content. The second grossest is water element. There is another lock there. Another lock, it is called as Vishnu Granthi. One is a Brahma Granthi. Here is a Vishnu Granthi. Unlocking this one, finding a right key to unlock the Vishnu Granthi, they say it is a challenge even for a yogi. It is a challenge. Unlocking is not easy, it's a Vishnu Granthi. You have to unlock the Brahma Granthi, unlock the Vishnu Granthi. When the energy goes further higher, behind the navel, there is the Manipura Chakra, jewel. Jewel is a fire element. Fire element is there. This center is called as Rudra Granthi. Rudra Granthi is there. Fire. Rudra means makes us to cry because that is the center of our ego. Ego, because of ego, we suffer. More than others, we torment ourselves. Our ego torments us. Rudra Granthi, Manipura. Manipura, we makes us to, this ego also helps us to shine in our lives. We need fire element in the body, Rudra Granthi. And when the energy goes further higher in the heart center, it is Anahata Chakra. Anahata Chakra, it is the air element. Air element, here the yogis contemplate on this one. All pervading God resides in everyone's heart in this place. Place of Vasudeva in the heart center. This is the heart center. And as the energy goes in the throat center, there is another lock called as it's a chakra called as Vishuddha Chakra. Here Anahata, Vishuddha Chakra. Vishuddha Chakra point, which this center filters out the poison, unwanted things. We say some things it is difficult for me to swallow. the negativity is poison, poison filtering center. This is the center of Shiva, Neelakanta, able to swallow the poison, negativity, the prevent the poison entering into the system. And further up, there is a chakra in the eyebrow center. It is called as Ajna Chakra, seat of creativity, seat of creation. You become highly creative. One who is highly creative, there is no boredom. One who is not creative, one who has not opened up the intuition center, easily get bored. That is why to ward off our boredom, we go to shopping. We go to holiday. I am socializing. I am bored in my life. Because this is not open. This is a seat of Brahma. Brahma represents the creation, creativity. Creativity should dawn. And further up, it is the Sahasrara Chakra. Sahasrara Chakra, this is the origin point of Sushumna Nadi, also Ida and Pingala, and it ends in the Muladhara Chakra. Start and Ida and Pingala, sometimes this way, sometimes this way. In a helical form, it moves around the Sushumna Nadi. The seven chakras, like in a veena instrument for tuning the strings, we have seven knobs. Knobs are there for tuning the each string. The knobs in seven resonance comes in Indian classical music. Sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, da, ni. Seven strings, seven tunes comes out. So the central sariga on one side, padani on the other side, the central is ma. Ma, ma means madhyama, the central. The central by tuning the central one, all the other tunes, other strings are tuned. In the body, seven chakras are there. Tuning the what yogis do, tuning all seven chakra, they tune the central one. Ma means madhyama, the central anahata chakra. Anahata chakra means, anahata means soundless. By contemplating on that one, effortlessly you tune all the other centers. Effortlessly you tune all the other centers, other chakras. This is called as Madhyama. Madhyama is another name for Hanuman. Hanuman is called as Madhyama Prana. Madhyama Prana, who also resides here. Madhyama is here and contemplating on the Vayu Tattva, Prana. The Prana resides here. Our life force resides here. Supreme Bhagavan resides here. When person dies, yesterday we covered in Bhagavad Gita, Supreme Lord leaves and Madhyama Prana is a charioteer for the Supreme Lord. He takes this soul along with the mind. Sir, our headquarter is here. Tune the headquarter. By tuning our headquarters, get the headquarter in order. By bringing the headquarter in order, all the other chakras are tuned. You are no longer a leftist, no longer a rightist. When you become a centrist, you are able to follow the path laid by great seers. You become extraordinary. All we have to do, follow the like Ganga, following the course, the riverbed. We have to follow the path laid by the great seers, great achievers. They followed and became extraordinary. Yoga says, you also follow the path laid by, that is why yoga is not just a physical exercise. It has a theory. It has a shastra, yoga shastra. It is, we are taking what Vasudeva Kriya Yoga you are learning, taking the yoga in the path laid by the seers. I am dragging you, making you to follow the path, not arbitrary. I get the teacher's training, I will do myself. Whatever I do, not that one. You have to follow the course. Follow the course, the seven steps we have obligation in our lives. When we are born as a human, we have obligation to what is called as Devaruna. Devaruna, second one is a seer runa. One is divine beings, the second is seers, the third one is Pitra runa, our ancestors. We have an obligation to our ancestors. We have an obligation to the seers. We have obligation to the devas. Then we have an obligation to the humankind. Humanity, we have an obligation. We have an obligation to the bhutaguna, all the living beings. All the bhutas, all the living beings, we have an obligation. We have an obligation to this planet Earth also. It has allowed us to occupy. So, unless you pay back all your obligation, you keep on recycling in the, taking the conduit in whether in leftist or rightist, Ida and Pingala, you keep on coming back. The purpose of life, you have to fulfill your obligation right from Devaruna, Rishi Runa, Acharya Runa. Acharyas, who are many teachers came into your life. You have an obligation. Pitra Runa is there. Bhuta, all the living beings you have to look after. You have to look after this planet Earth. Only when you fulfill, you will go on the Sushumna Nadi path of the of the seers. You will become extraordinary. Yoga says you have to become extraordinary. Follow the path. Discharge your obligation. Path. Follow the path laid by the seers and become someone extraordinary.